Now, I did not partake in this myself, but what, for the first time in how long? As far as the United States was concerned, we actually had live sporting events taking place.
Yeah,
well,
we
you had one official one. That was the NASCAR race.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a golf exhibition, which was live, but it was an exhibition, but it was still live.
I had it on.
Which raised over $5.5 million for different causes, for nurses and coronavirus, battling that.
Did you partake in watching any of that?
Was I it watched all of it.
Oh, did you really?
Of course,
okay.
Yes.
The golf or the NASCAR?
The golf.
The golf, okay. Yeah,
I saw a preview of some couple laps of NASCAR, and that's, you know.
It was good enough for you.
Yeah, I watched some of the NASCAR. I did, just because I was also, I wanted to see how it looked without the fans and everything. But, you know, it seems like they did a pretty decent job. But I watch more of the golf myself.
What surprised me at the golf was that they were carrying their own bags.
Yes.
That was
cool. No caddies. Oh, that's one way they're trying to keep everyone.
Yeah.
Now, when the tour starts in a couple of weeks, they are going to have their caddies. But, yeah, for this event, they decided to carry their own bags. I wonder if that's what's happening next week when Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady are playing. Yeah. I just don't imagine Tom Brady carrying his own clubs.
And Tiger was back and not wanting to cause any back injuries or whatever.
That's the thing, was that these players, you had Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, and
Michael Wolff,
right. Yeah. And they're all relatively young guys, so they could carry their clubs.
Wolff is 21. I was wondering the connection, and actually both he and Fowler went to the same college.
Yep, Oklahoma State.
That's how they got together. Yeah, okay.
Right. Yes.
I understand Fowler's on fire, though, with a lot of... Was he the one that hit all the birdies?
Yeah, he was hitting a lot of birdies. Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing a good job. But when it came down to the tail end there, it ended with a closest to the pin competition, and Rory got it all.
I heard that, and I thought, wow, they're emulating WSTW. Well,
that's what I thought.
Our invitational
in fact, ours are, I think ours are more exciting, to tell you the truth. but it was also cool. They had some special guests there on NBC during the golf. Bill Murray. President Trump made an appearance too.
Phone
he called
call.
In. Yep,
yeah. Okay.
Phone call. So, yeah, it was pretty neat. And other golfers were calling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're getting ready to get the season back.
Now, how weird was it, though? No, I can understand, I'll take NASCAR since that was live, too, or all the other sporting events. Well, tennis doesn't. You know, golf is always quiet until something happens.
Right.
So I imagine that the lack of crowd noise wouldn't have been bizarre until maybe they made a great shot or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's Ricky Fowler made a long birdie putt, and he just said, where's the crowd?
He also had made a commercial that he aired at one point, and he had a little recording device sitting over on the side, so he did something, went over and hit it, so there was some applause.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a funny commercial.
Well, that's good to know that they're trying to find some humor in the seriousness of the way that we live.
Yeah,
making the best of it.
Right.
I do have to say, I did not see, I'll take going back to NASCAR for a moment, but I wish I would have seen this. Just, I mean, let's see, who was it? It was Ricky Stenhouse. You know what happened to Ricky? Remember, I mean, this is the first time they're racing in 10 weeks. Apparently, he crashed exiting the second turn on the very first lap. He never completed one lap.
Oh.
He crashed first lap. I mean, you're waiting 10 weeks to get back behind the wheel. Isn't that like so many times, I'm thinking of some of the most famous starts they have, like the Indy 500, which does the rolling start, and sometimes you get those crashes on the pace lap, and it's like, really?
Right.
I mean, how sad for Ricky Stenhouse.
The good news, though, is that they're racing again on Wednesday.
Yeah, because they're going to pack several races in the first couple weeks.
This first week, I think four races this first week. Yeah.
Well.
But for me, yeah, it was nice having live sports. I was getting text messages from friends and from family saying, you know, I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but this is how starved I am for sports. I'm going to watch this. And I've even picked a driver that I'm going to cheer for.
That's I never thought about that. I wonder what maybe the betting lines would have been on that.
Oh,
first time people had a chance to lay some money down on some real sports.
Of course, but for me, the highlight of sports viewing over the weekend happened yesterday when Fox Sports Detroit aired Game 4 of the American League Championship Series between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland A's when Magly Ordóñez hit the game-winning walk-off home run
To send the Tigers to the World Series. Really, they did, huh?
They did. That was fun to watch.
Wow. They could replay the whole game?
The whole game.
Not just the ninth inning fun. Oh, my goodness.
That was fun.
Oh. Can that be 16 years ago? No, I'm sorry, 14 years ago. 2006. Mm-hmm. 14 years ago.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
But that is a memory that will always live in our minds for sure.